Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutraMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutraMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells, and if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. John W. Spring here. I'm going to give some kudos to John. First off, the more time I spent with John, the more I respect your intellect. You probably have an IQ at or above 200. You're very diligent, and you're also a details guy. But you, like I have, and other smart people, you have a major glaring thing. When you're really smart, whether you're a child, like, say, a prodigy or an adult, the problem is we often think if we can just explain things to people who aren't as smart as us, because smart people basically can take big super concepts and, like a giant piece of furniture, and instead of trying to bring it down the stairs, they open up all of the sliding doors in the side of the house and put it down on the hoist and bring it down to the side of the building. Now, the problem is we think if we give a good intellectual argument with all the data, then it's going to transform people. That's why we have a society that's got 10,000 Christian denominations and political parties, many of them literally like the Democrats, committing geopolitical suicide and acting like anti-humans. Like, it's crazy what they're proposing right now. Not just totalitarianism, but child murder and everything else, okay? The other side of the equation is we sometimes think if we just give them artistic or a gestaltic or an overall worldview change with the great art, that somehow transform. We saw this in ancient Rome. If you go over all over Italy, in fact, one of our co-hosts that's going to be launching on the network probably this week is Rebecca Starr Price. And she has a book that some of the top, you know, richest people in the world have bought recently about her art and pictures and her review of old art. And art does make us human, but the problem is it doesn't change people enough to actually get right until you do what's called spirit words. Spirit words make you desire to change your worldview, okay? And why is this important? Because I just looked over your recent letters that you sent out, and we did a special about a month ago with Jeff Rentz, and we released information that you've been working on for a number of months, and I actually had visions 2 years ago. Yes. And I bugged you, and of course, you're the brilliant man behind the scenes that actually saved America from a nuclear holocaust from Cuba in 1962, and also in the early 1980s with Grenada. Now, you have to understand what's going on here is there's a big, big blind spot that people don't get. And I mentioned it in this last hour with Kelby Smith. He thinks that our main enemy is evil. It's not. The devil and all his minions and all the Masons and all the political parties, they tell you straight up what they're all about. Even you listen to Occasional Cortex and Bernie Sanders closet. They tell you straight up, including the high-level Masons and their Agenda 21, 2030, Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs. Everything's published in writing. It's like we have our genius on documents, Deborah Tavares. She'll be back in a few weeks. Everything is so obvious, but they don't believe the actual written word right in front of their face, because you can't change people with logic, and you can't change people with art. You can only change them with spirit words. And spirit words do one thing. They connect us to God. Yes. That's what's amazing about the Bible. And you can't do good without doing God. Now, 98% of what's called good is actually doing what's defined in the Bible in Genesis 3 as the definition of evil, doing what is right in our own eyes. Now, when you wrote these articles that were put forward by recently, because you heard back from Charlotte Iserby, she mentioned how great a job you did, and you did a fantastic job of taking the intuitions and the visions that I had, and I had other contacts, by the way, besides that. I have both regular and classified contacts. But you did your research, and you did an amazing job of pulling up, for example, that the Russians and the Rosatom factory gave the missile systems to Kim. Kim was never even mentioned about the Russians supplying all the guidance systems from the 1990s and the rockets from Rosatom. No. Or that the Chinese PLA had specific members, and I'm sure we even know their name and their GPS coordinates, that supported Kim. I guarantee you that if you could actually translate in Chinese and Cantonese the discussion on the beach between Xi and Kim, and you are a little bug, you know, a little drone bug on his shoulder, you'd find out that Xi is telling Kim, do not make a deal with those damn Americans until I get my trade deal and we'll get what I want. Okay?
You got that right. Now, yes.
The big blind spot here is that Charlie Iserby gave you all the credit. Now, I don't want the credit. I want God to get the credit, because you would have never done your research if Dr. Bill Deagle didn't tell you and bug the hell out of you. Because remember, I'm a physician. Do you think the average physician would be embarrassed to say he had a vision from God that there's missiles in Venezuela? Of course. If you were to take 1 million doctors in America and they got a vision, every one of them at night got a vision that they got to tell their friend who's inside the government or a genius like yourself this to validate whether or not it's true. Out of 1 million doctors, how many doctors do you think would actually tell somebody of importance like you to actually research and find the truth? One. That's me. That's me. That's Dr. Bill Deagle. And the reason is, I am called to speak as a prophet and an apostle. Now, I believe you have a prophetic anointing as well, and an apostolic anointing. Because God's going to give you an intuition to know these things. But when Sheldon Easterby didn't give me credit and wasn't front and center, even when I had Rents on the program, and you got to understand, Rents is a good guy. I really like him. He's a genius. But I don't believe Rents is saved yet. I want to pray for the man's soul. Okay? He's not saved yet. Same as Donald Trump's not saved yet. He's probably the best president we've ever had. But he's surrounded by devils like John Lightning Bolt and Nikki Haley and others that are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And these people are plain luciferic workers of evil. Now, the greatest form of evil may make you more profit, may make you build a building faster, may make you smell up in your ego and get a better movie and better ventures, whatever. The problem is, if we don't give credit to God, it doesn't do what's called, what I call, speak spirit words to the population. Do you think it speaks more to the population of Americans listening to the show to know that Dr. Deagle is just a knucklehead that God managed to use to speak a word, and I'm have such social lack of social graces, I will open up my yap, even if it embarrasses me, to tell my genius friend, Dr. John W. Spring, to research it, and he proves it, and then as we're proving it, we get more satellite photos and everything. In fact, when I talked to Jeff, he said, this is a Pulitzer Prize-winning level article that John W. Spring is working on. If he can prove this, he deserves the Pulitzer Prize. And I said, yes, he does. But guess what? It started with God speaking to Knucklehead Deagle. And guess what?
Yes, it did.
Unless we include God in the equation, it doesn't speak to their intellect or their artistic side. It speaks to their soul. It means God cares enough about the American population. He doesn't want some woman in Los Angeles to put her hand up someday and have a nuke coming in from La Orchilla Island, and all of a sudden she has a flash of x-rays and her body turns into heated steam at 50,000 degrees and she dissolves into a cloud of dust. And she sees her bones for a microsecond before her eyes dissolve in a vapor cloud. Or like in Nagasaki, Hiroshima. They were burnt to the side of the building as shadows on the concrete or on the rocks of the churches and buildings there. And if they're on the opposite side in the trench, maybe they survived until they drank the black rain that fell and it killed them. Now, you got to understand, who the hell is this guy, Deagle? I am called as a prophet, as Moses, and my ministry doesn't even start to the first day of Sukkot, of the treaty, which I've been told prophetically we are in the second of the last seven fat years before the tribulation starts in full. Now, the first half of that tribulation is going to be a false peace, and it's going to occur in the second term of Donald Trump. I can put my blood and I'm not a gambler, that Trump will be reelected, especially when you see the morons in the Democratic Party. They're so far left. The average Democrat is like, what happened to my party? I mean, you're looking at, when you have this one in a squeaky voice, AOC, Occasional Cortex, and we see, you know, Pocahontas, and, you know, these people are like, it's like they're the madhouse people are out of the madhouse, and they should be not having a day pass, but they're in the Democratic Party now. If they wanted to get power, do something nice for the people. Fix the healthcare system, fix infrastructure, cooperate with Trump to make sure that we actually have a safe immigration system. Allow the Dreamer kids to come in here, because a lot of them are really Americans. Some of them are firefighters and EMTs and nurses already. I mean, this is disgusting that we don't fix this problem, isn't it?
Yes.
But we won't fix it because they're so greedy for power, they could care if Americans die of carfentanil or die of heroin. Or die of a nuke blowing them up 5 or 10 years from now, or maybe as early as this year. There's several political experts that have come out and said, we're at risk this month, not in 10 years from now, of dying in a nuclear holocaust with Russia. That's how close it is. And you mentioned that in your article. One of your articles, you said how your birthday, you're going to be 80 years old, I think, this March 19th.
Yes.
That's how close we are, damn it. Now, you might say, well, I don't want to argue with Diggle. I said, by all means, please. I mean, I beg you. I actually get down on my knees and crawl and beg you to please call into the show and argue with me, but present evidence and logic and biblical scriptures to prove you think you know more than me and God. Because you know what? Diggle knows about 10% or 11% of stuff about everything, whether it's medicine or anything, but you can ask me a question on anything on earth, and I will either give you an instant answer or a logical way to find the answer instantly to prove who I am, which is the modern Moses today, to lead you into the promised land, to become the bride of the Creator God, the everlasting bride through eternity as we spread to planets across the cosmos. But guess what? We're not going to get off Earth. We're not even going to have a population if we continue to be stupid. And the problem is even leaders like Trump, he's talking about they deployed, for example, theater air defense to Israel this week. They built theater air defense and didn't even build the Patriot system. You know, they had to delay the first Gulf War with George Bush Sr. because they had no Patriot system. And they had only jumped the gun and jumped to the new technology, THAAD, almost 30 years ago. Oh, it's so great Israel has THAAD. Now, why? Did they want a nuclear war in Israel? Israel has got every capital city of every country on earth loaded to the gunnels with nukes to blow up every capital already. They don't even need to have a missile. Israel's already with the most advanced bioweapons in history that can wipe out every country on earth. Did you know that? Israel. I know the technical engineers are working on it. These people are really smart, man. And there's a level of evil there and determination that they're going to do the Samson that option. If they are get taken down like ancient Israel, they're going to kill everybody. Okay? Including the invaders. People don't get that, do they? And that's why the covenant with death is coming. Because we will not repent. And it's not going to happen when we have people like Charlotte Easterby or others say, oh, John W. Spring, you should get the Pulitzer Prize. No. God should get the Pulitzer Prize, but the prize Amen. Should go through Dr. Deagle and on John W. Spring. Because if you don't give God the credit, damn it, it's not going to make their change in their spirit world and their worldview and the position of God has. God's saying, I don't want to see Americans die. Do you know one of the last things that God showed me before he sent me back from heaven? I was a little boy with my Johnny shirt on, and I remember floating around the sky going down this intersecting crimson lines. I thought my arms and legs were getting pulled off, so I cried out to God before I got to heaven. And when he appeared on the other side, there was a little wooden bridge, and it said, don't cross the wooden bridge, he said, telepathically, or the silver cord will break. I said, what side? He said, it's the connection to your physical body. And I'll bring it to your imagination, he said, telepathically. So I saw this silver cord, he said, it's the cord of living waters. The connection to the physical world. I said, well, where am I? He said, you're at the eternal now. There is no past or future. There is no regrets and no plans. For where in heaven you have experience and experiences, but no time. There's no dimensions of space or distance or size. I said, wow. I said, can you show me it? So he took my hand and he showed me heaven. He brought me to tens of thousands of worlds that it was lineal time would be 500 years. I know things that no other human being has ever talked about, or ever discussed. But I said, well, then all of a sudden I'm on my side of the bridge and he's on his side. And I said, well, I'm thinking, okay, that was really cool. I said, do you want to go back? I said, are you kidding? I love heaven, man. Great food, everything. No violence. And then he looked real sad, like, well, I said, well, if I go back, what am I to do? And all of a sudden, he was the father, and his hair now was white. Before it was like reddish auburn, like a Viking with olive-colored skin, with a white tunic on, a wide cold golden sash in the middle with a double-corded belt. And I said, and I saw him now, this is a father, and he had a blue talus on with blood spattered all over it. And we're about 400 miles above the earth, and I'm in my little Johnny shirt with no spacesuit with blood spattered on it from bleeding to death. And I looked down, and he said, behold, my blue sapphire jewel of the earth. And I looked down, I could see the sun rising. So because my family were gemologists, even at 8, I knew what a sapphire was. It's a blue stone with a white cross in the middle. And I looked down, and he said to me, behold, and I heard a voice that says, behold the voice of the seven thunders, and I saw fireballs everywhere, especially over the lower 48 states. And I got excited, oh, a light show. And he looked at me really angry, like, you don't get it, kid. And I said, uh-oh. And they turned to mushroom clouds. So. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So I spent a lot of time there. I want you to get into this now because let's go over this. This is very, very key because what you have revealed in your article, it's not just a Pulitzer Prize. This is the groundwork for things that Jared Kushner is going to push now that Hezbollah has not only thousands of non-targetable missiles, but the Hezbollah and the Iranians and Russians have given them targetable missiles that can hit down to a couple of cubic yards. Which means if the Israelis don't go out of their way to actually remove these missile silos that are planted all over Iraq and Syria, Israel can disappear in a matter of 6 and 7 minutes. They're only a tiny strip of land. So the covenant with death is coming, and guess who's signing it and arranging it? Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of Donald J. Trump. Probably the greatest president we've ever had. But I call him Trump Pinocchio because the man is not listening. He is not yet a Christian. Even the head of Focus on the Family says, oh, well, we consider him a baby Christian. There's no such thing as a baby Christian. Being a Christian is like being a special forces guy. It's not easy, man. You got to accept, number one, you're a sinner. And without God, you're just an evil monster. And every time you try to do anything in your own mind, even if it looks, tastes, and smells, it always goes to hell. Unless you do something in God's will, it's not capable of being good. It isn't. And then whether you're a civilization, an army, or an economy, if you don't do God's will, which is why America has gone its own way. We are Babylon the Great. We are the mother of harlots. That's why it says, behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. That's the twins of the Catholic Church and its twin, Tweedledee, America. Why do you think that the Washington, D.C. looks so much like Rome?
It's
disgusting.
Corrupt.
It's corrupt. And the thing is, do you know that there's a Masonic ceremony after the president's elected? It's brought to this giant dome. It's a female Masonic ceremony. Like there's a giant uterus that you're born as a high-level Masonic leader, and they do a Masonic ceremony on every new president. Doesn't matter what your religion. They brought it to Jimmy Carter, who was supposedly a Christian. They brought it to Donald J. Trump, who's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. And if you're just a Mason and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You're going to think, this is great. Now I'm really it. His name, Donald J. Trump's name, is Apollyon Rising. That's his actual Masonic name. Do you know what that means? He's the one to recolonize Mars. And everywhere you see these high-level things in front of the Washington Monument or the Vatican of an obelisk, they're the erect symbol of the erect penis of Apollo, who was the king of Mars before the ancient galactic war with the human race on there was destroyed. Did you know that? So every single high-level Mason on Earth is wishing, and that's why when you look at the high-level Mason, you wonder, well, why is Trump succeeding so well? He's the guy. When he talks about Space Force, he is now not only going well beyond Thad, but he's actually in the process of recolonizing Mars. We had our first colony there in 1982. I know. I was their doctor. The director of Space Command, why do you think God let me have that? In 1980, this is hard to believe, though, that in October 10th, 1993, I was faced down in my bedroom, and God sent the angel, and he said, I'm going to take you to the city from which the mark of the beast will come. We spent hours, and I've given my testimony on the show before, so people know that. 9 months to the day I walked in the flesh with our guides through Schriever Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado, 18 miles east of Colorado Springs and Garbage Dump Road, to three other levels of security, the NORAD. And I was personal friends with the Director of Missile Defense Command and Radar Command at NORAD. And all these guys, they were my patients and my customers and my buds. So I don't know this stuff secondhand. I know it organically. And it scares the hell out of me that the population doesn't realize I'm trying to speak spirit words to them. And when God shows Deagle, Knucklehead Deagle, and then I get a genius like you that know all the geography and history and put all this together, it frightens me. Not only that we're not receiving the Pulitzer Prize, this should be on every news channel in the world. They should realize Here's the news headline. Whistleblower of Grenada Island and the Cuban Missile Crisis collaborates with apostle prophet Deagle, who received traumatic visions of the La Turchia Island Russian hypersonic cruise missiles that can strike Washington, D.C. in under 20 minutes. And yes. They're proven with satellite photographs, and the politicians and media reject us. God help America, man. That woman someday will hold up her hand, and in a microsecond, she will turn into an atomic flash of dust as every one of her cells explodes at 50,000 degrees of superheated steam. And she says, "Hello, Lord." That's where we're going, people. It grieves me to know not only are they physically going to suffer, or if they're one of the living dead afterward, where they're trying to survive and survive cannibalism and so on. What I saw as an 8-year-old in heaven coming, no one needs to know what I know. God help me, man, I'm telling you. The burden of what I know.
It's tremendous.
It's tremendous, and it crushes me. It makes me feel like I see America even under Trump. And the man is so arrogant. Oh, my gosh. But he's a do-gooder. He's an American patriot. He wants to build a border and stop carfentanil from killing us. He wants to stop MS-13. But he's not a Christian. God help us. God help us. Pray for that man. The most powerful man in human history is not a Christian, and he's marching us toward Armageddon. God help us.
Yes.
And this word, this prophecy, proven now with satellite photos, should make people, what? They should dig out their Bible and start reading it. They should get on their face. Their pastor should beg me to come in by video conference and speak to their people and give them a word of knowledge and get rid of their apostasies. Once saved, always saved, a millennium. The idea that there's a hell when there's annihilation. God is not only the creator, he's the destroyer. Satan can only pervert. He cannot destroy anything. Nothing. People don't get this. It's not open to opinion. It's something I had to learn because, you know, like Aaron and Miriam. Remember the story when they came before the congregation and Miriam said, "Are we not also prophets?" And she was immediately struck with leprosy. It's only when God actually commanded audibly to Moshe, he had to take his sister's hand with leprosy on it and put it inside his garment, that God would heal her after she was outside the congregation for a week. And God spoke from the fire and says, "Not among you is there a person such as my servant Moshe. Eye to eye, hand to hand, mouth to mouth, as a man speaks to his fellow. That's who I am." Believe me, it's a huge burden. But I came back from the dead twice and almost died again 5 years ago and just last month. But God keeps resurrecting me because he says, "I still care for my people. I know you're a pain in the butt, Deagle. You don't know how to shut up." That's one of their great kind of things, because of those million doctors that would have a vision at night, you are the only one that would talk to a genius like John W. Spring and tell him the truth. And he'd research it, and oh my God, he'd find the truth. And then you'd find the satellite photos and tell Rents and say, "Look, I got the satellite photos." And he's, "Oh my gosh, Deagle." But you know what? These people are still not transformed. They're not yet Christians. God help us all. Being a Christian is not an easy thing, is it?
No, it isn't, Dr. Deagle. Not at all.
You have to be like that camel going through the lower gate. You got to get the pack load off your back and you got to crawl on your knees through the gate to get into the city.
Right, to pass through the eye. Exactly. That's right. That's why the Lord said it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a gate than it is for a person to come to know him. Yeah.
And unless you become like a little child and realize the only way to do good is to do God, and then the only way to, if you got to give God the credit, yes, you're a genius in the details. I got an IQ over 200. I can do stuff like, if I turn to the dark side, which I can do, as I mentioned last hour, I know how to make a neurotron circuit, an actual... Let me give you the fancy term for this, as someone who's a mathematical genius. I know how to make a fuzzy logic, parallel processing, stochastic neural net chip that would be the brain or the center for an artificially intelligent God that would rule the human race. I'm not going to publish or even put any of my ideas out there because some moron somewhere that's evil will damn well do it. But I could do it.
Yes.
Now, if I turn to the dark side, you can guarantee. That's why the Pindar came to me 27 years ago and said, and he knew about my book, Clay and Iron and Abortion Armageddon. How do you know that? I said. And he looked at me like, I said, oh my God, I'm in the face of evil here. Face to face with the Pindar. And he says, I'm going to kill you, Deagle, and I'm going to touch your baby girl's heart. And I said, I have three little boys, and I laughed. And he repeated it. I realized, oh my God, I got a chill down my neck like this guy knows something. That day I did a pregnancy test. My wife was pregnant 6 weeks later. I was one of the first doctors trained in ultrasound in the world. And our Dr. McMillan, radiologist in Harvard, we worked in conjoint studies. In the mid-70s, I was trained in ultrasound before most of the doctors in the world knew what ultrasound was. So I'm sitting in the ultrasound room looking at the scan, and I can see nuchal thickening and endocardial cushion defect. I cry. My little girl had Down syndrome and a heart defect so bad that the radiologist said she wouldn't survive birth. And my mouth got so dry. And I realized that friggin' devil touched my baby girl and promised to kill me. Believe me, he's tried. People need to get this. They need to get the truth. It's not easy what I do. They have no idea the burden. And I share it with the Most High God, but I'm going to tell you, the church needs to wake up and they need to accept the words of truth. Our nation is in such grave danger. Before your birthday, your 80th birthday, we could disappear in a thermonuclear holocaust. And 290+ million Americans could disappear in a vapor cloud. Or die eating each other or their pets, like in Venezuela.
It's terrible what's going on in Venezuela right now. And no one seems to be able to do anything about it. The people were disarmed by Maduro and Hugo Chavez, the previous dictator. And so now they could really do nothing. They're at the mercy of the army that is very well armed and supported by China and Russia and Cuba.
But we're not even mentioning that. Why is the news? Why is Tucker Carlson and Hannity and Laura Ingraham and others not saying it? I guarantee you, I will put money on it, and I'm not a gambler, that none of these people in Fox, who are the best of the regular cable broadcast news, will interview John W. Spring and Dr. Deagle and let the spiritual truth come out and the real truth. Even with satellite photos, they will not, will they?
No. No, they won't.
And I guarantee you, when I said this last hour with Kelby Smith, that your enemy is not the devil. No, no. Evil falls away like a scab on a wound that's healing when you do good. Your enemy are those that call themselves the pastors of this nation and the politicians who say they're doing good, like the conservative Republicans, when in fact they're collaborating with evil. Or the ones that are overt, I mean, they're just committing political suicide. The Democrats, they're so far left now. 93% of abortionists wouldn't even do third trimester abortion, but the Democratic Party and these governors are pushing it when even average Democrats say, no, I mean, I don't believe in third trimester or killing babies after they're born, you know. Live infanticide. No, 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 no. But guess what? Your real enemy, the worst enemy, are the Christian pastors. Because they will not humble themselves like that camel and accept a prophetic word from somebody like you or me, or the truth of what our nation's doing, or even President Trump. I guarantee you, if we had a half an hour with President Trump mano a mano, and he realized between you and me and others that I call my cadre of, because I'm a Lamed. You know what a Lamed is? It's a taller Hebrew letter. God said, you will be a Lamed. You will bring forth those with prophetic and apostolic callings at the time of the end. Remember, it says there was 24 before the great throne room of God. 12 were the first apostles when God set up his commission on earth. And there's 12 at the end of the age. And that's our 12. We have a 12. Did you know that?
Yes.
And you have a calling, you see. You saved us from a Holocaust in Cuba in 1962 in La Granada Island. And guess what? This is even worse by orders of magnitude. Those hypersonic cruise missiles, as Putin claims, are completely beyond the ability of American missile defense to protect us, including THAAD. I know. I was their doctor. I know all the details. Not some of it. I know all the technical and astronomical details. I know everything. And it scares the, as they say in some language, the bejesus out of me. I can't believe how bad we are, our situation is.
Curdy Vasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Break that I think are important. Alex Jones thinks that Putin can't do any wrong, which is he's good friends with Trump, by the way. He gets along with him well. Trump doesn't have good advisors. You and I need to be his Samuel, Trump's Samuel. He needs to have his Samuel Council, if you want to call it, of godly advisors that speak for the word of God to bring peace to America. And the peace is God's peace, not a peace that's just more prosperous, at least temporarily. But also deals with things deftly. For example, before we finish speaking, Trump should have already sent a Delta Force in there to take over La Tril Island and demolish the runway there and in Punta Huerte in Nicaragua. Before we finish speaking, there needs to be troops bringing in those food supplies to the people of Venezuela, because they're never going to get to the people without arms backing them.
That's right.
We need to close down the bank accounts of Putin and all his oligarchs and all the PLA members and the people that make the carfentanil that last month had discovered enough to kill 127 million Americans. And just this week, another giant shipment came through of carfentanil as well as the heroin. And remember, there are specific members of the People's Republican Army and their factories making this. We need to realize there's Chinese divisions on Venezuelan soil along with nuclear submarines. And what God showed me are visions of two things: Russian submarines tunneled into the sidewalls of the Orinoco River and intermediate-range hypersonic cruise missiles, which Putin boasted could cross the southern pole and hit America from the southern hemisphere, where we have no early warning system. My wife's father, Teddy Fiander, was the radar base director that would manage the generators for the radar base in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, for the Dew Line. And I talked to Teddy for many hours about his job. He's a really smart guy, a mathematical genius. And I got to tell you, that's my wife's father. You have to understand what's going on here. This is the end of civilization. This is not a rehearsal. This is not like, oh, let's get together and just rehearse this. Trump is presiding over the end of America. And he doesn't get it. And he's listening to knuckleheads like Alex Jones and others and think, Putin, I can get along with him. I can get along with Kim. No. Kim killed his brother by spraying toxic gas in his face by paying two women off like $75 or $100 at an airport that was trying to go to, I think, Disneyland in Tokyo. Did you know that? Kim's a monster. Now, he's only going to make a deal, Kim, if the Chinese and Russians have whatever they want, because they're not going to let Kim live or not have a Stalinist regime take over. There's a female person as part of his cabinet that will kill him quick or kill him in his sleep or just take over the government if he does something that the Chinese and Russians don't like. They already have their people, I'm sure, inside his government. They're ready to kind of de-Kim him. How's that?
Yeah, that's fairly descriptive.
So when I hear Trump not including Russia and China and deals with, he said there's a trade deal coming, Trump in his USMC treaty that was actually done with Jared Kushner is zone three of the Fall Foreign Affairs Journal called Council on Foreign Relations article with the 10 zones that's in the Bible that says, and there shall be 10 kings give their power to the beast for 1 hour. Zone 3 was finished by Jared Kushner last fall. Did you know that? That's Canada, the United States, and Mexico with the USMC treaty. We became Zone 3 under Trump and Jared frigging warlock Christian. Jared Kushner. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't, Doctor.
And they don't want to hear me say it and say, you're anti-Semitic. Look, I'm a Semite. I got Jewish and Hebrew blood, so you can't say I'm anti-Semitic. It's like calling a black person anti-black. Get a life, okay?
You can't say that about me. What I see is someone who is practicing wizardry and is not stupid. Jared Kushner is a real smart guy. And it was for Jared Kushner, Trump would not have been elected president because of his use of social media. He was the genius behind Trump getting in. There's one person that can be given credit for Trump getting elected. It's Jared. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Scary, isn't it? Yeah. By the way, he bought that big building at overpriced there from none other than George Soros. The demonically energized Jew who actually said it was the greatest part of his life was taking gold fillings and crowns out of his fellow Jewish people's mouths as they're being shoved into the death camps.
Charles is so diabolical. And yet, apparently so well-respected amongst the affluent in Washington.
That's because the affluent in Washington are devils. They're people of clay and iron. They're human flesh avatar by transdimensional entities. People say, well, how do you know that? I said, well, I have the gift of second sight. I said, what's that? I said, I don't need ayahuasca or DMT or magic mushrooms to see the spirit realm. I see it every day. What do you mean, Deagle? I said, I died at birth 8 1/2. My astral eye is jammed open. I see the spirit realm all the time. Well, how do you live with it? I said, if a good thing had happened when I was a child or when it happened as an adult, I'd be insane. I'd be in a booby hatch somewhere banging the walls and screaming. Okay, people don't know that. That's why they call prophets by the time they're 8. You know why? They're still in the dream state. If you're called as a prophet after 8 years of age, you'd lose your mind. Did you know that? You cannot call someone as a prophet after 8 years of age. You can't. It's a physical matter of the way the brain works and the way the soul works. Did you know that?
No, I did not. That's very interesting.
You go through history, you look at everything from Habakkuk to Moses and everything. Every prophet was called before they were 8 years of age.
That is very interesting to me, Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Right. Now, what we're going to do next is when we read our series of articles, we need to get it out there to the people. They need to understand God is looking over America. He wants you to repent. He wants you to contact your president and say, you need to let John W. Spring come visit. I'll come too. He'll even be a video visit. He needs to start having us as a Samuel Council. He needs to have not just people praying for him or around him, like surround him, putting their arms over him. He needs to have someone prophetically talk to him, mano a mano. There's tons of pastors. I'm sure they're praying for Trump. They're praying for Trump. Hundreds of thousands of them. Guess what? Your prayers go nowhere without the word of God through his apostle and prophetic words spoken mano a mano to Trump's soul, not his intellect or his worldview or his artistic idea of America, to his soul. He needs to get it. He doesn't get it yet, does he?
No. No.
And neither do people out there. They think, well, I got a good church. I do good works. Do you think good works is going to save your soul? Forget it. If you don't do God works, which means you got to do stuff that's really unpleasant, you got to tell your relatives they're doing sin. You got to repent in front of people's things you previously did. You got to talk about the ugliness of the fact your own church is believing in lies that actually justify atheists. For example, when you preach hell, you tell an atheist you got a good reason to be an atheist because God is so evil, he'll cast people that are rolling in the wrong family into eternal punishment forever. Atheists look at you like, you're a pretty screwed up person if you believe that lie. God is so kind, if you're not one of his, he annihilates you. You cease to exist. He's not
so
cruel.
Merciful.
God is so merciful, he will put you out of existence. He wipes literally the tears from your brothers and sisters' eyes of your annihilation because it's as if you never existed at all. Because all that existed was a physical body. There was no real live soul with a relationship with the Creator God. So to them in eternity, you never existed. So though you have brothers and sisters that are not saved, it's like when you get to heaven, they never were. Yep. Isn't that wild?
Yes. You know, in ancient times, Dr. Deagle, amongst the, those of the Jewish faith, perhaps of other faiths as well, in the Middle East, when they would mourn for the for their loved ones who had perished or died, they would take something made out of ceramic or some earthenware, similar in shape to a test tube, and they would collect all of their tears from their mourning, and then they would seal it, honoring their loved ones quantitatively. But our Father in Heaven, God Almighty, He goes way beyond that. He mourns for us. He cares for America so much. This is the last hope for the world. This nation is the last hope. You ask anyone from a foreign country who's lived under suppression or a dictatorship, and they say America is the last hope.
Yeah, but it's also not only the last hope, it's the last curse. See,
yes, that's
America
so true.
Is both the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion. It is the hope that the Jews, when they see their, it says in the book of Psalms, when they see the one they have pierced, a third of all Jews will repent and become saved into the kingdom. Do you know that? Says it actually gives you a number, doesn't it?
That's right.
I don't know what the percentage is of mankind, but guess what? I grieve for those millions upon millions. 27 plus years ago, I drove one of my patients who was going to blow his brains out to a psychiatric hospital in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And on the way back, God said, I'm going to show you the abyss. I said, God, I'm driving in the bad weather. It's wintertime in Nova Scotia. He said, don't worry, I'm God. I'm thinking, he's got a sense of humor. He audibly was talking to me. So all of a sudden, I'm high above this bottomless pit, and I see people fading like sparks into non-existence with a fire internal, not an external fire like hell, like you get Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson. And I was crying because I see all these people just in absolute terror of what was happening to them. Annihilation. So I said, and I turned to Yeshua and I said, why did you show me this? And he said, I said, who are they? There seem to be countless millions or billions. He said, they are those who will come to this place of annihilation and eternal separation from me if you do not serve me as my son and my servant, as my prophet and apostle at the end. And I cried so hard I couldn't talk for a day. And I realized, oh my gosh, who am I? What makes me special? I'm not special. I'm a pain in the butt. I've got a personality of a paint rock. I don't know when to shut up. I turn off people because I talk too much. But guess what? I talk when God speaks and I do not be silent. I'm like Habakkuk. Let he who reads this on tables of stone run with it. May you run with the words I've just spoken today and realize we don't have years and decades away. We have hours and minutes to destruction.
Yes.
Hours and minutes. It's only the hand of God holding back the four winds that have prevented destruction so more of mankind can repent before all hell breaks loose. And believe me, I see it. I see the table being set. I see Jared Kushner working diligently as a Kabbalistic Jew to have a two-state solution. I see the abomination that desolates. The abomination meaning a blood sacrifice of animals abominating against the blood of Yeshua Jesus, the Father, God in the flesh. And desolation giving land to your enemy, the Palestinians. I see an evil laying the groundwork for a treaty that when it breaks, thermonuclear, scalar, and geoclimatic warfare will kill most of the human race. And they won't just die a physical death. They'll die the second death, the death of the soul. That's what I see coming. And it grieves me. That's where we are.